Hi, this is Jan Brett, and I'm sending you my monthly hedgegram. This is the time when I stop what I'm doing. Right now, I'm painting a Varroa eagle wearing purple and black check trousers, red spats, and matching suspenders. I stop what I'm doing to send you a verbal postcard on how I'm doing on my current project and other thoughts on my job as an illustrator, or colorer, as I'm known by some children. A Varroa eagle lives in Africa in Namibia, where I traveled to get ideas for Three Rock Dassies, my book. In 2007, we stayed at a camp called Doros Nawas. It was a desert-like place with dry rivers nearby where we saw sand elephants. These are elephants that have adapted to the desert by evolving large feet and smaller bodies. Gemsbok are common in this area, and they are graceful, huge antelope, pearl gray and black, that are often seen silhouetted against the sky on rock ridges, their huge saber-shaped horns towering over their heads. We decided to go for a 10-mile run and mountain bike trip from Doros Nawas to Twyfelfontein, a legendary place of red rock cliffs that hold petroglyphs created by ancient Africans. Some are over 20,000 years old. The reason they survive is that as the mountain cliff crumbled and shifted, and the artwork, perhaps hidden in the caves, was revealed. As we climbed the World Heritage Site, the petroglyphs stunned us with their beauty and grace. They were of lion, ostrich, rhino, and of humans. It was pretty hot and isolated in this place, and we sat by a freshwater spring to birdwatch in between the giant boulders. The wildlife all came to this spring in between the boulders for water. We were also on the lookout for a leopard that had been seen the day before. Instead, we saw first an agama lizard. He acted like he owned the place and probably got tourist handouts like beef jerky, a lizard favorite. He had a big bulbous bright red head and a blue body. His neck was small and his limbs were very articulated. The all-over effect was of a dapper young man in his prime. His eyes were heavily lidded and he turned his head as if he were about to speak. In wild Africa, the shrill whistle of the eagle makes you instantly look up for a spectacular air show. The eagles and hawks are everywhere and they never disappoint you. The agama hugged the crevice as he eyed the sky. We both had spotted the Varroa eagle hunting the cliff. The Varroa will eat lizards, but what they are known for is their appetite for the rock dassie, the cutest, most unusual little creature you could imagine. About the size of a western marmot or a woodchuck, they are not related to either one. Its closest relative is the elephant. It has three toes, a big bump of a nose like a koala bear, and soft fur. Wherever there's one, there's sure to be another, which is a mama with three or four babies. They live in a rock house, which always has a sunny front porch. They lie down on their sides and have a sun bath in the morning until they see the eagle shadow. Then they run for cover. Their houses are easy to spot because it looks like someone has spilled white paint over the cliff below. That day we were exhilarated from our long desert run and blown away by the ancient African art. It was a red letter day for me in ways that I wouldn't even know about for many months. The images I saw of Agama Man, the adorable Dassies, and the frightful eagle all danced in my head like the sugar plums in the night before Christmas. 2 years later, and I'm recreating them for my new book, Three Rock Dassies. Little did I know that day that the happenings would emerge months later and speak to me in a way that would make me want to write and draw their story. Right now, many of you are returning to school. The season is changing. What has happened to you in the last year that keeps replaying itself in your mind? It could very well be the beginning of a story. Sometimes characters will assemble themselves. It's one of the mysteries of storytelling. Please honor the creativity that has been given to you and put the pieces of your own work of art together. You'll be happy you did. Find that wonderful story in amongst those captivating memories. Bye for now, your friend Jan Brett.